Are you ready to have the fittest summer ever? Well, you will be after this week's Best Body Report.
Fairfax Hackley of Body by Hack is here with advice on how to get your summer fitness plan ready. Hello, Hack.
Hello, Sean and Hillary.
Hey.
So why is it important to have a summer fitness plan?
If we want to continue all the hard work that we've done over the winter, it's imperative that you have a summer fitness plan to continue that hard work. You know, you've gotten your six-pack or your two-pack or your four-pack, and now you're working on getting that even better. The worst thing you can do is slack off because you don't have a way in which to exercise during the summer. It's very important. Also, transitioning to the outside. So many of us go, oh, it's too hot. You know, it's too humid. So we find excuses not to exercise at all. The same thing we did during the winter where it was too cold or whatever. So it's important that you have a plan and you stay and stick to it.
Okay. What do we need to know in putting together a plan?
Think about your goals. What is it you want to do? What is it you want to accomplish? If you're having a race during the summer, you know that you're going to be running pretty much all summer long, especially for those fall races. Also, if you're going to participate in any sport, it's imperative that you begin to practice and condition yourself for those sports. And, you know, when we go out hiking, for instance, how many of us actually put a pack on, a 40-pound pack, and walk around the neighborhood and get used to it, climb stairs? But I'm going to tell you, if you don't do that, hiking will be brutal and not a lot of fun. So it's really important to prepare for any activity that you're going to do.
So many people are kind of, you know, confused about vacations. They go on vacation like, oh, I can't work out. I don't have my stuff. What can folks do to stay fit while they're away?
Plan ahead. You know, whether it's a vacation or a staycation, know exactly the activities that you're going to do. So if you're going to go to an exotic island or you're going to do these different things, you want to be able to know exactly if there's classes in a particular town or along the beach. You want to be able to plan those things. You want to plan those activities in advance. You want to make certain that all the equipment that you need while going on that vacation is in good operational and working order. There's nothing worse than getting to the beach and finding out, oh, my flippers don't work. You know, gargle is wrong. And so everyone's disappointed. There's a setback. But remember, weather is not a factor. So you need to have a plan in place to keep that going.
Quick final tip before we go.
Keep it as simple as possible. I like to plan only 3 days in advance so I know exactly what the weather is going to be like. So if the weather is going to be 105 degrees, I don't plan on being outside, or if it's going to rain, so I have an alternative. And that will keep you focused. Also, involve your family and your friends because better together. So keep everybody moving and keeping everyone fun and keep it light and have a ball with it.
All righty. Thank you, Hack. That's Fairfax Hackley from Body by Hack in this week's Best Body Report.